Timmy, Ed is in Santee. Ed's got a follow-up to our conversation about Lake Morena being haunted. Morning, Ed.
Hey. All right. Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about Lake Morena yesterday, and I just had to call you and tell you my story. So as a kid, my dad took us up to camp and do some fishing. The second night I was there, woken up by like some rustling in the bushes outside the tent, woke me up. Left the tent to go to the bathroom while I was awake, and got done with that. I was heading back to the tent, and I mean, something felt wacky. It was off. I look around, and I see this woman in a long white dress, long black hair, and I try to wave at her. She doesn't say anything. No response.
Oh, jeez.
And I mean,
that would freak me out.
On the back of my neck are like standing up. Jump back in the tent with my dad, wake him up, and look back outside the tent. But he's gone.
Ed, did you say that you looked outside after you told your dad and she was gone?
She was gone.
Your dad must have been really like, oh, wow, thanks for waking me up, pal.
Well, I didn't say anything. I mean, I was kind of embarrassed. Like I was maybe dreaming. So
yeah.
I just kind of played it off. I never told anybody about that until years later. I'm at a bar with my cousin. Had a couple of beers, so I tell this story, and my cousin, she goes white because apparently my sister had told her the exact same story several years before that.
Shut up.
So I called my sister the next day, and she confirmed that she saw that lady, too. It was ducked down to the detail.
Wow.
Needless to say, I haven't been back to that particular campground.
Man, you know Lake Morena. I had never even heard of Lake Morena until yesterday.
I know. All right.
Lady in white.
Lady in white. Well, Ed, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sure.
One more question for the more skeptical. Is there any way possible that there could be any other explanation than paranormal?
I mean, there could be somebody running around in white scaring people, I guess. But
all those years ago.
They were pretty quick to get in and get out.
Yeah, no
know.
Kidding.
Crazy. Wow. I'm telling you, that's a little spooky.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna hide the fact. I'm a little spooked out by the story, Ed. All right, man. Well, you're fine, right? And there's no like nightmares about the lady in white.
You're fine.
I've never come face to face
with a ghost before. Maybe she comes back once in a while, hangs out with Ed. Maybe she crawls out of the well and then through his TV.
Okay, wrong thing. That's a movie.
You're all good, right, Ed? No reoccurring nightmares or anything?
I mean, she shows up in dreams every now and then, but I mean, nothing too bad. Yeah, but I write that up. I mean, I'm skeptical, so I write that up as like just my psychologist.
Right. I wonder if she's friendly. I wonder what she wanted. All right. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate that. That's spooky, man. Yeah. That is spooky. Appreciate you, pal.
Well, that is something that we could consider. John, listen, there's several things that you have never done with me. One of them is going camping.
Ah! That's as scary as walking into a ghost.
Like it. I don't have a hotel room for you, but we do have a nice RV.
Camping?
We could take the RV out to Lake Morena. Come on, we go spend the night there.
That's John's ghost story.
Yes.
Chapter one, I went camping. The end.
I think you should try it. And it's just for one night.
I don't like camping anyway, but you suggest I go camping on a haunted campground.
Sure, why not?
You're lucky I'm a skeptic.
We'll do it the night before Halloween.
I will take you up on that.
Okay.
I've never been in your RV. I've never been camping out here.
I'm shocked.
I've never been in your RV.
Okay.
Will I have a bed?
Yes, you will have a bed.
Will I have running water?
Yes, you will.
Will I have an operational toilet?
Yes.
Well, in that case, that's roughing it for me, and I'm in.
All right, I like that.
If I need any help, I'll ask the lady in white if she's walking
yes.
by.
Okay, sure.
All right, well, we're taking the road to Lake Morena. Maybe you want to take this road.